but not to everybody. What does that mean? Lemi shemesim atzma kishurayim. A person that humbles himself, makes himself like left over, like shurayim, v'im ha-kodesh baruch hu l'danim l'kav kus. He'll have chesed for such a person. He'll have rachamim on such a person. Yevaita, Gemara says, Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked for stira. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik. Rashi says that means, b'mishpat emes. He judges you the way you deserve it. That's midas hadin. So Ksiv, another pasuk says, v'chosid b'chol ma'asov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chosid, which means, Rashi says, nichnas lefnim min ashurim. He acts nicer to you. He doesn't give you the actual judgment that you deserve. The Gemara says, "Betchila tzaddik." At the beginning, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to judge you, b'teres midas hadin, the way you deserve it. Ulebsayt chosid. But at the end, Rashi says, "Kishroy yishreinoy lemeskayim badin." When a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that the world can't exist with judgment, pure judgment, then Hashem has to give mercy, has to have rachamim. That's called chosid. Rabbi Eliezer Rami, Rabbi Eliezer also the stevis. See if the one pasuk says, Ulucho Hashem Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed, has mercy with us. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Ki ata tishalem lishkem aseyu, that you give everybody back the way they acted, exactly the way they did, they deserve. In other words, there's midas hadin. The Gemara says the same thing, Betchilo, Ki ata tishalem kem aseyu. At the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us judgment for exactly the way we deserve it, for everything we did. Ulebsayf, but at the end, he sees it's not possible for the world to exist that way. Ulucho Hashem Chesed, because Rochu changes over to be done as with the midas Chesed of Rachamim. Ilfi v'amrilo, some say Ilfo, with an aleph it should be. Rami, he asked it for Kasha. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of Rachamim on us, does Chesed with us. Ksiv, another pasuk says, V'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth, means gives us judgment exactly the way we deserve it. Tumarin says, Betchilo, the emes. At the beginning, Hashem judges us with truth exactly the way we deserve it. Well, the place again at the end when he sees we can't be miskayim this way, v'rav chesed. Then Hashem changes over to be done with the midas ha-chesed. Now the Gemara Darshan, the pasuk says, v'ayavar Hashem ha-ponah v'yikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Moshe Rabbeinu in front of him, v'ayavar Hashem ha-ponah v'yikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yikra Moshe Rabbeinu called out to Hashem, and he said, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham Echanan, he said, the Yud Gimel Midas. Now, Omer Rabbi Yochanan says about this posik, El Mole Mikra Kosev, if not for this posik, the way it's written, Eyeshali Yomroi. We ourselves can't say, we would never say like this. And what does it mean? That Melamed, this posik, comes to teach us, She Nisateh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliat Tiber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisateh, means like put a talus, wrap the talus around him, and acted as if he's the Shliach Tzibur. He's standing and like davening in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'her alor l'Moshe say the tefillah. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how to daven to Hashem. Omaloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol zaman she'yisro chaitim, Kol zaman klai yisro adurin gaveris. You should know, Yasso l'fonai kefedi razeh. This is the way you should daven, pray back to me, v'ani moichul him, and I'll be moichul to you. And in other words, this was the soon said, this is the Krishna's bris, that whenever we say the Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. And Hashem, Hashem, what are we thought of saying? That Hashem, Hashem, what do we say twice? Hashem, Hashem. Anihu Kaidim Shiyechti Adam. I am Hashem before the person, Adam Rishon, did the first chet. V'anihu Liyacha Shiyechti Adam. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu also after that you did the Avera. V'yaseh Tshuva, and if you do Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts you, and still has the midas rachamim, still has mercy upon you. So Rashi says, Hashem Hashem, that means midas rachamim. These are the Yud Gimel midas of rachamim, of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani merachem koidim shiyechta. I have rachmonis on you before you did the chet. Vani merachem acha shiyechta im yoshev. And I have rachmonis, I have mercy upon you, even if you did the aveira, if you did something wrong, if you do tshuva, if you repent. So the mefarshim speak out like, why did Hashem have to have the midas rachamim before you did the Avera? Before you did the Avera, you didn't do anything wrong. There's no problems. You don't have to have rachmonis. So some learn the Rosh did one Torah says that Hashem has rachmonis on us to help us, to protect us not to do the Avera. Reals Pasha, Rav Mefarshim learned Stam, even though we didn't do any Averis and there's midas adin and we are zeicha, we deserve to have good, evil midas adin, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim and gives us more than we deserve. But the second Hashem means after, even after a person did the Avera, and he was meruchik, he went away from Hashem. He made Hashem angry at him. But still, if he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still have the Midas HaRachmim, he'll still have mercy upon us, and give us a Barachmim B'tzaradim. Baita Teel Racho Mechanun, what does that mean? Om Rav Yehuda, this is Bris Kruso. This is a special Bris, a special covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, Le Yud Gimel Midas. So these Yud Gimel Midas that we say in this Pasuk of Hashem Hashem Keracho Mechanun, She'enam Chayz Vas Reikim. It does not go in vain. In other words, whenever Klal Yisrael says this tefillah of Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it and is Meichel Klal Yisrael. She'enam the Pasuk says, Hinei Anochi Keres Bris. I'm going to the Keres Bris of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Bris Kruz L'Sholosh Esfei Midas Halolu. Shem Yaskirum Yisrael B'tefillah Tainisim. If Klal Yisrael will mention it, B'shas Tainis, B'shas Fasting, is Einam Chayz Vas Reikim. They will not go back empty-handed. Because Baruch Hu would listen to you. The question, why does Rashi Dafke say B'tfilas Tanisim? Why only by the tiniest realm of fasting? Why not any time? So, Mr., I have a special tape on this about the Yud Gimel Midas. If anybody's interested, they'll get it from me. That I went through the Inyan Bechlal of these Yud Gimel Midas, and about this Gemara, what's the special Kareisa's Bris? How come it is that when we say these tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always accepts it? Gemara says, Vaitam, Omer Rav Yechanan, Gidoyla tshuva shemekiras gzadina shalodim. Tshuva is so great that even if there was a special degree, the Kosh Baruch Hu degreed upon you that things should be bad, still if you do tshuva, Hashem would rip it up. Shneimer the pasuk says, Hashomein lov leif omazem, v'yoznev hichbid, v'einav hishoa, ten yiro b'einav v'yoznev yishoma olavova yovin, v'yishoa v'rapaloi. That even though they had a hard heart and hard earrings, they know they're doing bad, but still, the end of the pasuk says, if a shav, if they do tshuva, the rapala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal them. So, Omele Rapapa said back to Abaya to Abaya, the Dilma may be lifnei gzadin, maybe this pasuk only means before Hashem put the degree, before he made the gzadin, maybe then tshuva helps. But maybe after Hashem degreed already, it doesn't help tshuva anymore. Omele, so he answered back, no, the pasuk says, v'rape loy, he'll be healed up. So, Udashin, Barapalek says, a zel dover shetzorach refua, what's something that has to be healed up? Have yoyim gzadin. That means if you already have the gzadin, Hashem really gave you the gzadin, then we say that even though he decreed upon you, if you do tshuva, the kreicha tshuva is to rip up the gzadin. Meisvei. So on this I have a kashna. I have a kashna of Yechanan. Hashem ben tayim moichven loy. It says by a Benini, somebody has machsa Rosh Hashanah. If he does tshuva during the Aseret Shemei tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is meichelim. Loishos ben time, if he doesn't do tshuva in between, afilo hevi kol elin nevoye shabolam. Even if he brings all the good kabonis of the world, elin means the rams, nevoye, very special, fat, good ram from nevoye, is ein meichel loy, they're not meichel you. So here you see, the only time he could do tshuva is only during the Aseret Shemei tshuva, and not after that. And here you're telling me now, any time you do tshuva, it's mekaraz gzadinoi. So the Gemara answers like Kasha, there's no stira. Ha b'yochid ha b'tzibur. It depends. For a yochid, a private person to do tshuva, true. The only time that he has the possibility to be korei gzadin, it's only during the aseret shemei tshuva. There's a special inyan to do tshuva then. Al dir shrashem b'motzu b'yesekor, because Baruch is very, very close to us. So during the aseret shemei tshuva, then even a yochid, a private person, can do tshuva, because Baruch will be korei Gzadin. Masha'in came for a tzibur, a tzibur could do tshuva anytime. Any time of the year, if a tzibur, a congregation altogether does tshuva, Hashem will be meichel them and rip off the gzadin. Meisvei, no, I still have a kasha. The pasuk says, Einei Hashem alakecha bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes will always be about amongst Klal Yisrael. That means, itim l'toiva, itim l'ruh. Sometimes it'll be for the good, sometimes it'll be for the bad. What does that mean? Itim l'toiva. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and has done us for the toiv? Kesar, how does that come out? It's like this. Rashi says, Itim l'toiv means pomim. She'itim anasunim l'seif ha'shon l'toiv. Sometimes what comes out good is at the end of the year. It helps us to protect us from the peronius. So what does this mean to say? The Gemara explains. Kesar, how does it come out? Let's say, HaRei Shehoyo Yisrael Rishoyim Gemurim Rosh Hashanah. Let's say in Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael were called Rishon Gemurim. Most of the Tzibur had big averus. Uposkul lehem gishamim muwatim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judged Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, he made a gzar din, there should be very little rain this year. L'sof, at the end of the year, Chazru behen, they did tshuva Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this, L'hoisef aleihem i'efshar. I can't add them to give them more rain. Why not? Because I already made the decree to say they don't deserve to have more rain, only a little bit rain. So this is going to be the kasha. Here it's smashed even by a tzibur. Even though they did tshuva, still a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not be kareya the gzadin. Hashem says, I can't change my decree that I already said to give them only a small amount of rain. So you see, Hashem does not change even by a tzibur. Elot, what does Hashem say though? El Kadosh Baruch Hu moridum bizman and aloret. Hatzrich lehen. And akol lefi yoret. That's what it means. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, though, that true, I only made a decree to have a small amount of rain, but since you did tshuva, I'm going to take this small amount of rain and put it down at the good time and at the right place, so you'll be able to manage with this few drops of with the rain that I made a decree. With this small amount of rain, you'll be able to manage. That's the bracha that Hashem will give it at the right place and the right time. Vayta, what's the opposite way? Itim l'roa, sometimes it's bad, Keter. How does it come out when it's bad? Itim l'roa. So harei shoyu Yisrael tzadikim gemurim. Klai Yisrael wa tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Uposko aleihem gishamim rubim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a psak din that they deserve to have a lot of rain. Well, it's safe at the end of the year, though, chosru b'hem. They did a lot of averus. So now they don't deserve to have so much rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. Liv chois mehen iefsha. To take away the rain that I made a decree already, I can't do it. Shekva nigzua gzera, because I already made the decree upon them that they should not have enough rain. Ela kodesh, that they should have a lot of rain. Ela, so what does Hashem do? Ela kodesh baruch hu moridun shleibizman and aloret. Shein atrichelhen. That a kodesh baruch hu takes the rain and brings it at bad times and a place that it doesn't need it. So the question is though here, letoiva miyelik rayu. When Hashem first made the decree to have a small amount of rain, and then they did tshuva, they became to be good people, so why doesn't Hashem rip up the gzar din and give them a new gzera now? That's what we said before, according to Rabbi Yechnun, that gzer la tshuva helps to be korea gzar din by a tzibur. So why can't here Hashem rip up the first decree and make a new decree to give them a lot of water? That's the kashka teiva mi likro, let him rip up the gzar dinoi, for lo yisiblu, and let him add to them a lot of water. The Gemara says, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. Tshuva could help. Al-Bishani Yosem, here it's different. It's possible to just be the way it is. In other words, when Hashem does not have to change the decree, he could just leave it the way it is and just change around that the small amount of rain will come at the right time, the right place. He does it this way rather than changing around the whole decree. But when he can't do any other way but just changing around the decree, then Rabbi Yochanan is right. That gedola tshuva shemekaras gzar din shalodim. Tshuva is so great that because of tshuva, you could rip up even a bad gzar din that came upon the tzibur. All right, turn over. Toshima, coming here from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Yordei hayom baniyas, people that go down to the ocean on their boats. Oisei melocha b'mayim rabah, they do work in the strong waters. Hey maro ma'isi Hashem, they really see the ma'isi Hashem. In other words, when you're stuck in the middle of the ocean, you see mamish the rainwater, the storms that you have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer it says, Vayamad ruach sora b'tzroimim galof, yechaygu v'yenu k'shikr. There came a big storm, and the winds came and blew them back and forth like a shikur. By Yisaku El Hashem, they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but saw them because it was bad to them, because of the tzoris. And Yodul Hashem Chasdoi, and also Lehem Simonius, they made by them Simonim, that means Kakin Barakin, like Akin Barakin, Sheba Torah, Loim Lecho, to teach us that Tzoako Koidem Gzar Din Nenin. If they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Gzar Din, then they're answered. But if like Kodesh Baruch Hu already decreed upon them, then they daven to Hashem, ain't them, they're not answered. The Kurat Akashi, the Pasuk is talking about a tibur. Says even by a tibur, if they do tshuva, it cannot be karag gazadin. So Gemara says, no, hani namik yichidim dami. Here also wasn't talking about a tibur, a whole congregation. It's talking about yichidim. So Rashi says here, simonius means ben postik la postik yesimin hafuchin gizeh, like the nun was turned upside down from one postik to another postik. Ochim rakin, boyan la drosha. Lamayat esadib, kochim rakin, shemiyatim lemo. Loy bechol shor, sheyizaku el Hashem, vitzalem yetim mitzukasayim. The postik means to tell us not all the times when we daven to Hashem will Hashem help us. El imkein, soakul kredim gzadin, only if we daven and pray to Hashem before Hashem gave the gzadin, before we decreed. But once they put the degree down, we can't be mevata the gezar din even with tshuva. This was the kashan of Yechon, and the happy meaning was the pasuk was talking about yechidim, private people. The pasuk was talking about even by a tzibur. The Moran says no, they were also considered here like a yochid. Toshima, come in here. Shoala beluria hagiuris as Rabbi Gamliel. His giuris beluria. She asked the question to Rabbi Gamliel. Save it says in the Torah. Save to ask him. It says in the Torah. Asher lo yis upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be merciful, will not forgive us. Uksiv, another pasuk says, yis Hashem ponim elecha, Hashem will forgive us. So Chorus Asira, is nitfa lo Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen brought it in, like came into the conversation, and he said like this, Omar lo, I'll tell you, em shalokho moshe lo ma doi v'doyma, I'll give you a moshe, I'll give you a parable, what it's doyma to. Doime li odom shenoise bechaveri monet. Doime to a person that borrows $100 from his friend. The kovol lois man bifnei hamelech. And he puts down that the time you know in another month I'll pay you back, and he says in front of the king. The nishba loy bechaye melech. And he also swears in the name of the king and the life of the king that I'll pay you back within the month. Is higiyas man, it comes the end of the month, v'loy poro doesn't pay him back. Is bo lo fayas as a melech. So he comes first to appease the king to say, look, I swore in your name that I'll pay back after the month. I don't have the money to pay back now. For Yomalos, the king says like this, Elaboyni mochlecho. That you acted not nice to me, you made my name in vain, like, I can be mochle, I can forgive you in that. Avalecho payes ches chabrecho. But your friend, him you swore, you're paying back, he didn't pay him back, go be mepayes and go appease your friend. His Hachanam, the same thing over here also. Can be aveir shebeinav lamokim. The variance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Yisa Hashem Ponev Elecho, Hashem could forgive us. But that the Pasuk says, Asher Lo Yis upon him, Hashem will not forgive us, can be Averis or Benodl Mechaveroi. These are the Averis, Benodl Mechaveroi. On these Averis, you only have, if you steal from somebody, you only have a Kapor if you go first and pay him back, and first make sure your friend forgives you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also forgive you. If you ask for mechila by Hashem also, Vayta Ad Shebor Rabbi Kiva, came now and he answered the Sirim the Sukkim a little bit differently.